Okay. We'll go back again. And our first case was taken under business is case number 10,724. And that, gentleman, is the request for the variances for the shed and the barbecue area that was finished. And we heard one thing, there was no permits at this time. That is pending on the outcome this evening. The standards for the granting of the variances was the gentleman had met all but one. Is there any discussion? Mr. McCabe. Mr. Hudson?
Well, the worst trouble is a zero setback. It's right on the line, correct?
Mm-hmm. Requesting zero side yard setback from the roof. People, two letters in favor, 19 signed by
neighbors.
One of the factors, gentlemen, is that the difficulty not be created by the applicant. I think you got to figure out how you're going to deal with that one because the applicant admitted that he was the reason there's a problem.
If you may have noted or not, that I requested that we take three cases under advisement, and that was the reason being that all three applicants admitted that it was created by the applicant. And you know, I'm not understanding. I think that, and I had suggested to Rick that maybe we rewrite the thing that goes with the application. I'm not sure that, you know, by reading those questions, just answering yes and no, you know, is, I think that's what they feel that's all they have to do is answer those questions. They don't understand that there's a burden of proof to prove that they, what they do or don't meet, you know, so it's difficult for them, but, you know, I mean, it's pretty clear that on the standards that it says, you know, cannot have been created by the applicant, and then they answer, all three answer, yeah, we created this.
Mm-hmm.
But it also, you know, concerns me that in this particular case that, bless you, that the, you know, the applicants didn't get permits and did a lot of considerable work to the property improvements.
How do you feel, Mr. Hudson?
Mr. Mills is saying is correct. You know, it's not like it's a, you know, a minimal variance. Like I said before, it's right on the property line. One of them is, yes. Okay.
Mr. Bergman, how do you have to?
Mr. Mills is correct on that. Is the shed permanent shed? He said. He built that.
He stated he built it.
He built it. Is it still going to be on skids or? I'm like Mr. Hudson, tell him to zero too. I don't know about that either.
Mr. McCabe?
I'm not in favor of passing it.
Okay. Well, gentlemen, if there's no further discussion needed at this time, and if we're ready to vote, then I'll entertain a motion on case number 10,724.
Chairman, make a motion to deny case number 10,724, because it don't meet the standard of granting the variance.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Workman, a second by Mr. Hudson, that we deny case number 10,724 does not meet the standard for the granting of a variance. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is denied. Okay.